You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
SAFE is urgently renewing calls for a commissioner for animals following the Ministry for Primary Industries investigation into heat stress-related deaths of several pigs on a livestock truck earlier this year. The deaths occurred aboard a livestock truck and trailer operated by Te Awamutu company Osborne's Transport. I spoke to Will Appleby, the head of investigations at Safe for Animals, to get some insight into this issue.
Yeah, so this happens back in January, I believe it was January 4th. So there were animal advocates at the premises at the time, and they filmed this stock truck arrived, and there was pigs in the back of the truck that were clearly suffering. Many weren't moving. Many of the pigs weren't moving. They were showing signs of distress, showing signs that they were very hot. This video was posted online, and another animal advocate made a complaint to the Ministry for Primary Industries about the conditions that were causing these animals to suffer. So now that that investigation that MPI conducted, that's now been released under the Official Information Act. So we now know that two pigs were discovered to have died aboard the truck, and a third pig had died shortly after unloading. Subsequently, a fourth pig was found dead the following morning, having been left to suffer from heat stress overnight. An MPI vet performed postmortems on all four pigs and found foam content in their trachea, which is generally signs of acute heat stress, which subsequently led to their death. It was about 27 degrees at the time, according to Met Service, and there were 110 pigs in total that were being delivered that day. And there's no doubt that all of those pigs had suffered in the heat. What's concerning is not only is it took animal advocates to raise the alarm about the situation, but these kinds of offences are likely going to become more common and more numerous because of the worsening effects of climate change. The reality is there is the monitoring of animal welfare in Aotearoa is woefully inadequate. It shouldn't be up to volunteer animal advocates to raise the alarm when these sorts of incidents happen.
Now, has Osborne Transport or the Ministry for Primary Industries done anything to ensure this does not happen again?
They have. So the Ministry for Primary Industries, they gave advice to the transport company, telling them to alter their collection times from mid-morning to mid-afternoon, which is meant to avoid the hottest part of the day. But the real concern here for us is that this incident would have happened, would have occurred under the radar had it not been for these animal advocates that were there that day. The onus should not be on advocates to monitor the agriculture industry. But right now, the way things are is that the current regime, the monitoring of animal welfare is being conducted by the Ministry for Primary Industries. They have a conflict of interest. Their main priority is to grow agricultural productivity. So we think that responsibility should be removed from them and given to an independent commissioner for animals.
So you've said here that this begs the question, how often do events like this occur under the radar here in Aotearoa? Is this an indication that we need to be monitoring more of agriculture companies in order to make sure that they're not making any inadequate decisions?
Absolutely. At the moment, there's less than 40 inspectors at the Ministry for Primary Industries, and they're responsible for essentially about 160 million land animals. That's quite a lot of ground to cover. They're also, as I mentioned before, they're also the same body responsible for growing the agricultural sector. So MPIs, they're currently responsible for monitoring animal welfare and enforcing the Animal Welfare Act. And considering it took animal advocates to film evidence and lay complaints to get some accountability for animal suffering, we just think this goes to show that the current system is broken. So we'd like to see Parliament appoint a commissioner for animals who can then review the animal welfare system, including regulations and report on the latest animal welfare science and provide independent oversight and accountability for animal welfare in Aotearoa. We believe that decisions on animal welfare should be overseen by an independent representative who can provide fair and impartial advice for the care of New Zealand's animals.
Now, as we're all aware, it's getting quite warmer. It's getting closer to summer. Incidents like this are bound to happen more often, and maybe not just within the agriculture industry, but I think in general, with people leaving, say, their pets in their cars while it's quite hot, do you think there needs to be more regulation in terms of, or I guess more awareness of an issue like this?
Absolutely. The animals being left in cars is the common problem, and there is little enforcement of that as well. And so the issue of heat stress is going to become more prevalent, I think, and it's something that we really need to come to grips with in New Zealand. There just isn't enough resourcing for animal welfare monitoring in New Zealand. It's woefully inadequate. It has been for a long time, and that needs to change. A good start would be to appoint a commissioner for animals who can take a look at the current animal welfare system and start proposing some meaningful change.
You've mentioned a commissioner for animals. What would that look like in Aotearoa?
We have independent commissioners for children, for example, for the environment, and for other groups that are less represented. So we think that a commissioner for animals would be a good start to start addressing the inadequacies in the current animal welfare system. Right now, the Ministry for Primary Industries is the body responsible for giving advice on animal welfare, but they're also responsible for growing the agriculture sector. The Minister for Agriculture has the same sort of conflict of interest. It's responsible for animal welfare policy in New Zealand, but also responsible for growing the agriculture sector. So it's important that we have that independent voice who can give independent advice that betters and good animal welfare science, good animal welfare practices, and the values and expectations of society. Right now, the agriculture industry stakeholders with a vested interest has far too much influence over the current animal welfare regime.
That was Will Appleby, the head of investigations at Safe for Animals, speaking about the renewed calls for a commissioner for animals following an investigation into heat stress-related deaths of several pigs on a livestock truck earlier this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.